Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And isn't it ironic? Our topic today is about snowstorms, and you are currently snowed in.
I am snowed in, looking out my living room window at the big fluffy flakes.
And it really across the whole state of Minnesota, we've had these weather events, and what's interesting is that most of them have been happening on weekends.
Right.
And it occurred to me that this may have a rather negative impact on retail sales and other things.
Well, it does, and we heard this, you know, happen in years past when they have these giant snowstorms before Christmas. People do their shopping on weekends, and when you're stuck at home because the roads are impassable and the stores have no customers or they're closed and they're not bringing in that holiday retail revenue that they count on so much for the whole year.
Yeah, it's a huge chunk of their annual revenue that they count on, retailers, that is. The other thing that I think gets impacted, a lot of events are scheduled on weekends, and they end up having to be canceled. So that's another aspect.
Right. We were listening to the litany of fundraisers that had been scheduled for last weekend that had to be rescheduled and moved. And it is an issue because you have to cancel these things. Otherwise, you risk people driving around and getting stuck and having to get pulled out. And it's just, you know, we're such a mobile society now that it really is an issue of you have to stop and think, do I go to this thing or do I, you know, risk looking like a chicken and staying home, you know?
I think oftentimes you're better off being cautious, especially with, you know, in rural Minnesota where there are a lot of wide open spaces. And the last snowstorm, the big blizzard that came through, those winds were exceedingly high. And, you know, I think it would just be crazy to get out. And our friends in northern Minnesota are certainly used to those kinds of situations as well. And it's just better to be cautious, I think, in those examples. But, you know, when we get these winter storms, even during the week, there are other impacts. We've got, of course, schools.
Well, yeah. Minneapolis and St. Paul just had their big snowstorm last weekend. And I was just up in Minneapolis the last couple days, and school was closed for at least 2 days up there while they were trying to get the streets cleaned off, you know. So that's an impact on the schools with their funding. And then the parents who have to figure out what to do with the kids, and do they stay home from work to look after the kids while the kids are home. And then there's the whole issue of cleaning the streets. You know, you have it's a major cost to cities that they have to budget for, and that they really can't predict when they're setting their budgets.
Well, we just want everyone to stay safe this winter, and we want to make sure that you pay attention to the media when there are weather events. And Marnie, thanks so much for sharing today.
You bet.
Stay warm and dry. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.